It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's been a long five COVID-filled months, but it all comes down to this. A spot in the state tournament on the line is we're at the Class 1A sub-state finals in Centralia in Division 1 in our matchup on the girls' side, the Clifton Clyde Eagles and the Donovan West Mustangs. Welcome to the broadcast alongside our man back in studios, Brian Hurt. I am Johnny Kane taking care of you here tonight in what should be two fantastic high school basketball games with a spot at the 1A Division 1 state tournament on the line. Welcome inside the KNZA and Rainbow Communications pregame show. Boomer Steakhouse and Catering, our pregame sponsor. Stop by 4th and Colorado for the Midwest Best Prime Rib every Friday and Saturday night in Holton. Looking at our matchup, the Donovan West Mustangs and our fifth-year head coach, Perry Smith. 18-3 overall, coming off a huge win on Thursday night against Frankfort, 57-55. Kyra Johnson hit the game winner with 4 seconds to go. A big game, though, for sophomore Avery Weathersby, where she had 24 points. Chloe Clevenger also in double figures with 10. And Donovan West looking to pick up the third win this year over Clifton Clyde. Picked up a 48-34 victory back on January the 18th and a 50-39 win back on February the 5th. So Clifton Clyde looking to end the two-game losing streak here to Donovan West. At 11-9 overall, they finished 5-7 in the Twin Valley League, and they have won three of their last five games. They beat Centralia in the opening round here of sub-state, 49-46 at overtime. Then beat the top overall seed in a huge upset on Thursday, Jackson Heights 45-36. Shea Wirtz had 15. Emma Nobert had 12. Mallory Callahan finished with 10 for the Eagles, who will look to again pull another upset against Donovan West, who is the number two seed here in this sub-state. So it should be a good one. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take a pregame timeout. We'll come back, we'll get you the starters, and then get the ball game underway. Donovan West and Clifton Clyde for the right to go to the 1A Division 1 state tournament when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back inside our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show as we're now just about set to get our girls' championship game underway between Clifton Clyde and Donovan West. Let's go ahead and get to our starting lineup tonight, brought to you by Holdout Auto House in Fairview. For a great lineup of vehicles, visit Holdout Auto House in Fairview. Let them find the ride you want. How many Holdout vehicles have you seen today? We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard today, the Donovan West Mustangs under head coach Perry Smith. His starting lineup, a senior Heidi Leach, junior Jaden Taylor, junior Sydney Smith, senior Sadie Leach, and senior Kinley Westheim. So again, for the Mustangs, that's Leach, Taylor, Smith, Leach, and Westheim, the starting five for Donovan West. Clifton Klein, meanwhile, their starting lineup looks like this. A 5'3 junior Carson Sykes, 5'6 junior Emma Nover, 5'3 senior Julia Douglas, 5'9 freshman Shea Wirtz, and 5'8 senior Mallory Callahan. Again, for the Eagles, Sykes, Nover, Douglas, Wirtz, and Callahan, the starting five. It's kind of a contrasting style when you look at these two teams. Donovan West, a team that likes to get up and down. They want to try to speed this game up. Clifton Clyde, they're more of a methodical, slow it down, run a half-court set, and they definitely have the size advantage here tonight. We're talking to head coach Perry Smith of Donovan West. He said few moments ago when I talked to him that this is going to have to be a game where they slow things up. Excuse me, where they have to speed things up and not let Clifton Clyde slow things down. There's a little bit of confusion. They thought they were going to have the national anthem, but instead they'll do that in our boys' championship game. Clifton Clyde in their home white uniforms, red numerals trimmed in black. They will go from right to left in this first half. Donovan West in their navy blue road uniforms. Orange numerals trimmed in white. They will go from left to right, and we are underway. Clifton Clyde is going to start in his zone. Kinley Whetstone controls the right wing for Donovan West. Now here's Sadie in the middle of the lane to Smith. Back out on top, Sadie. She'll spot for a three. It's short. Rebound will go to Wirth of Clifton Clyde. So the Eagles will have their first possession, but a lot of trouble in the backcourt. D-West showing pressure. Up in the front court, here's Douglas. She'll dribble inside, hit it off to Callahan, who scoops it up and in. Well, the first pass of the game goes to Clifton Clyde's Mallory Callahan. It's 2-0 Clifton Clyde, 30 seconds into quarter number one. Donovan West back the other way. Leach out on top, that's Sadie. Cross-court pass now to Whetstone. Looking to Smith inside. She's got it in the middle of the lane. Back out to Sadie. Now Taylor left to the wing. Dribbles out on top. Kicks to the right wing to Kinley Whetstone. She'll try a three. It's off the back rim. And the rebound will go to Clifton Clyde. Exactly what Clyde wants. They're going to force Donovan West to beat him from the outside. Douglas now dives to the baseline. A lot of contact. No whistle. And a stall. Steal. That's Jaden Taylor stealing it away. Clyde turns it over for the first time. And Jaden Taylor will bring it the other way. Sadie Leach drives inside, kicks into the right corner to Heidi. She'll dribble the baseline, kick into the corner to Whetstone. Gets to the elbow, a back right side to Sadie Leach. She'll drive in, put it off the window, missed it, fight for the rebound. It's loose, and we'll get a jump ball. And on the possession arrow, Clifton Clyde will take possession. Quick couple substitutions already for the Mustangs. Chloe Clevenger, Avery Weathersby into the game. Both a pair of sophomores quickly to replace Whetstone and Smith. Actually, they'll replace Heidi Leach and Smith. 6:37 to go in the first. Clifton Clyde with a 2-point lead. Donovan West in a man-to-man. Bringing it the other way. Here's Douglas. Dribble out to the left wing. Hand it off to Nover. Outside between the rings. Crosses over on Clevenger. Back off Douglas. Right side of the floor to Nover. Between the rings. Here's Douglas. Inside of Callahan. Back right side Nover. And Shea works now between the rings. 6:15 to go in the first, and now a steal. Taylor again intercepts another pass. Second turnover for Clyde, but now they take it right back. The Eagles with the basketball in the front court. Donovan West turns it over for the first time, and it's Sykes controlling it out of the center circle. Douglas now left wing. Back out on top, Nober. Right side of the floor to Sykes. Thought about a three, now between the rings, back to Douglas. He'll dribble to the right wing. Spin, hand it off to Sykes, who gets double-teamed in the corner. Now she picks up her dribble. To the baseline to work. Into Callahan in the middle of the lane. Back left side, Douglas. The three is partially blocked by Sadie Leach, but it's in the hands of Callahan, who drives in and gets fouled on the arm. And Mallory Callahan will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Callahan just in the right place at the right time. Got the deflection. That foul will be whistled on Jaden Taylor, her first team foul either side. And Callahan to the free throw line. First free throw rattles in. Callahan the other night had 10 points in that semifinal win over Jackson Heights. She was 0 for 6 from the free throw line, but she is 2 for 2 to start tonight. 4 for Callahan, all 4 here in the game, and it's 4-0. Clifton Clyde, 5:30 to go in the opening quarter. Clevenger dribbles around out on top, feeds left out of the floor to Sadie Leach. Now Kyra Johnson just checked in. Off to Taylor, a right elbow jumper. It's too strong, and the rebound to Douglas of Clifton Clyde. The D-West 0 for 3 from the floor to start this game. And the Eagles now with the basketball, moving from right to left. Sykes between the rings, feeds right of the head of the circle. Now inside Nobert, she'll drive baseline, feed it off to Callahan, but Nobert traveled with the basketball. The Eagles have turned it over 3 times. We'll see now a sophomore Claire Cole into the lineup for Donovan West. The Mustangs out there with Taylor, Weathersby, Cole, Clevenger, and Johnson. Johnson, the hero from Thursday night, had the game-winning basket with 4 seconds to go. He only had 6 points, but the biggest basket of the night for Donovan West. Here's Johnson on the baseline, feeds it inside to Weathersby on the right block. She'll flick it up, miss the shot. Rebound tapped around. It's taken by Callahan, and she'll get it off to Douglas. So 4 really good looks for Donovan West. Nothing has fallen so far. That could be a little bit of the nerves going inside. And now Nober gets a scoop shot off the window and in. Her first points of the night is a 6-0 start for Clifton Klein. Clevenger in the right corner. Pump fakes on a jumper. Kicks the left side of the floor to Cole. Down to the baseline to Johnson. Inside to Weathersby. Poked out to Cole. Taylor up on top. She'll try a three. It's off the back rim. The long rebound will go to Sykes and Klein. They'll bring it the other way. Ice cold start for the Mustangs. But still, a ton of time left in this one. Here's Wirtz a three. It's short. Rebound to Weathersby of Donovan West. She'll push it the other way. Quickly in transition. Now crosses over. Gets to the middle lane. Scoop shot is blocked away. They're going to call a foul. And they're going to call it a shooting foul. Oh, I think they're going to call it on the floor. They are. They're going to call it on the floor. So baseline out of bounds for Donovan West. And Coach Smith says, how is that not a shooting foul? But I do think it probably is the right call. It looked like Weathersby was trying to feed it off to Taylor on the baseline. So Weathersby's got it out on top for Donovan West. Clevenger now to the foul line. Stops, pulls up for a jumper, and gets slammed on the arm. And so Chloe Clevenger will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Going to be on Douglas, her first team foul on, second team foul on Clifton Clyde. Clevenger to the free throw line. Clevenger did not attempt a free throw on Thursday. Drills the first tier. She had 10 points in that win. On the year, 67% from the stripe. Second free throw from the right-handed shooter is good. Clevenger knocks down Poe. Donovan West is on the board. 6-2 Clifton Klein. 3:50 to go in the first and out some pressure. Klein nearly turns it over, and they do. Pass up ahead to Weathersby, but they're going to call a double dribble on Johnson, trying to get it off to Weathersby, who was wide open for a layup. So both teams trade turnovers, and with 3:47 to go in the first, Clyde will have it back, leading 6-2. Over to the backcourt. We're going to get pressure. Kicked up ahead, Douglas, and now the ball's stolen away. Donovan West picks up his steal. That's turnover number 5 for the Eagles. Inside Weathersby, our right-hand layup is good. First basket of the night for Avery Weathersby. It's 6-4. Clifton Clyde leads by 2, but he went on a 4-0 spurt after a couple of turnovers. Now Douglas across the timeline, nearly traveled, and she did. No, it was a backcourt violation. 6 turnover on the Eagles. They had 22 of them on Thursday, despite taking down Jackson Heights. 22 of them on Thursday, 6 of them so far here tonight. We've still got 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Jaden Taylor controls the basketball for Donovan West. Clicks the right side to Claire Cole. A spot 3, in and out. Offensive rebound, though, for Taylor, but it's ripped away by Callahan, and now they're going to call a reach-in foul on Kyra Johnson, which will be her first. Elena Westine, a freshman now, is going to check into the game for Donovan West. She'll take the place of Jaden Taylor. 3:10 to go in the first. Line with the basketball, leading 6-4. Donovan West again showing a lot of pressure. Douglas in the backcourt. Dribbles right in the backcourt. Might have got away with a travel. Now Sykes in the backcourt. Off to Wirtz at midcourt. She'll get across the timeline. Breaks the pressure. Now kicks it in the right court and over. Here's Wirtz now right at the head of the circle. Dribbles in the middle of the lane. Scoop shot off the window is no good. Fight for the rebound. Callahan yanks it away. Flicks it up. And let her call a blocking foul on Melena Westine. That's going to send Callahan to the free throw line for 2. So Westine will pick up her first, 13 foul on Donovan West, and Callahan to the free throw line for 2. She's 2 for 2 tonight for the 6 points so far for the Eagles. And her first free throw is good. So after going 0 for 6 on Thursday, Callahan is a perfect 3 for 3 to start tonight. Right-handed shooter, second one, high arcing is rattled in. Callahan with 6 here in the first quarter. It's 8-4, Clifton Klein, 2:40 to go in the first. Baseline pass to Johnson. Now Weathersby dribbles inside, flicks up a shot with the right hand, and it's no good. A lot of contact, no whistle, and there's Wirtz the other way. She gets to the front court, stop. Still with the basketball is Wirtz, and finally they'll get it off to Callahan. Now Douglas, 2 steps in front of the center circle, dribbles with the left hand of the wing. All the way to the baseline, here's Sykes. She pumps on a jumper. Gets it back down on top and over. 2:20 to go in the first. Douglas in the left corner, guarded by Clevenger. Down low to Callahan. Free throw line works. Back outside. She'll shoot a deep left wing three. It's too strong. The long rebound's going to go towards the Flips and Clyde. Now Sykes back with it. Deep out on top. She'll back up into the center circle and a step in front of the half-court stride. Nearly stepped on that line. She was a couple inches in front of it. Now Douglas to the baseline. Has her pass into Callahan, who flicks it up. Missed a bunny. Weathers D with a rebound. She'll save it and pick it up ahead to Clevenger. Clevenger, a two-on-one. Drives in. Nice pass to Cole, but it's tipped out of bounds by Sykes. A good hustle by Sykes to get back and stop the fast break. Jonathan West will still have the baseline out of bounds as Johnson will check out Sadie Leach back into the game. 1:46 to go in the first. 8-4. Clifton Klein leads D. West with the basketball. Elena Weststein, a free throw line jumper, is banked in. The freshman gets the friendly bounce off the backboard for her first points of the evening. It's 8-6. Clifton Klein as we have 90 seconds to go. Douglas just dribbles through the pressure. Picks it up ahead to Nober. Now back out Douglas. Rips around to Sykes. And she'll dribble with the right hand out on top. Nober now on the elbow. Nearly traveled. Off towards the left elbow. Left side Sykes. Coach Wirtz wants a timeout. He's begging for it. And they finally get it to him. And he'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll take this with him. 1:19 to go. Opening quarter. It's 8-6. Clifton Clyde. When we come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The Pizza Bakery, starting a 32nd year in downtown Horton, is your favorite locally owned pizza bakery. In appreciation of the support, the Pizza Bakery is offering weekly drawings and gift certificates, as well as a grand prize at the end of March. Come in to register and check out specials. With great food and great variety for pizza, wings, salads, wraps, pasta, sandwiches, breadsticks, and more. Call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week and celebrating a 32nd year in downtown Horton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:19 to go, opening quarter. It's 8-6, Clifton Klein. The Eagles with the basketball. Wirtz has it on the right elbow, dribbles in, stops, has the ball stripped free. Now kicked into the corner to Douglas. She'll drive to the baseline, lost it out of bounds, and it will be Donovan West basketball. So that's turnover number 7 on the Eagles. But Donovan West has been able to stay in this first quarter just for the simple fact that Clifton Klein has turned the basketball over 7 times. Clevenger up on top, keeps the left side of the floor to Leach. Now Cole inside to Weststein. She'll back down, lost the basketball, kick it out to Leach. Now they're going to reach and foul on Clifton Clyde. That's going to go on Callahan, and that will be her first. Third team foul, 57 seconds to go in the quarter. Leach in the Weathersby. She'll get to the middle of the lane, scoop shot off the window. It's good. Top angle shot by every Weathersby, but she's got 4. And we're tied at 8 with 50 seconds to go in the first. Wirtz, cross-court pass to Nober. Now Douglas in the backcourt. We're going to get pressure. Gets across the timeline. A double team comes. Gets it off to Nober. She'll dribble into the right corner. Flick up a wild shot. Somehow banked it in. Second field goal for Nober. She's got 4. And it's 10-8. Clifton Klein, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Sadie Leach, the top of the key. 3. It's banked in. Sadie Leach off glass. And Donovan West will take their first lead of the night. It's 11-10. And now a near turnover by Klein. The other way is Nober. She's in trouble. And thinks she stepped on the sideline. In the way, it's stolen away. Elena Weststein off to Clevenger. Left-hand layup. It's good. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. And they called a timeout. But that was, I think they heard Coach Wirtz say he wanted a timeout early. But now they're going to say no timeout. Instead, they'll just stop play. And now Clyde will have a chance with 4.8 to go. Clevenger got that basket. She's got 4 points. And she'll take a quick breather along with Weathersby with 4.8 to go in the first. D. West, after trailing 6-0, now leads 13-10. Nobert in the backcourt. She'll just hold on to it. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's it for the first quarter. One quarter in the book. It's been a good one so far. Donovan West, 13, Clifton Clyde, 10 after 1. We'll come back with second quarter action on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KNZA.
Start of the second quarter, a straightaway three by Kinley Westside is no good for Donovan West. We'll have a fight on the inside. It'll be a jump ball, and Clyde will have it on the possession arrow. Start of the second quarter, 13-10. Donovan West leads Clifton Clyde. And now again, pressure in the backcourt by Donovan West is capped out of bounds by Taylor. Quick score of Dayton Emaul Central leads Jeff, leads Sabatha 6-5 after one. That's over on 92.1 KNZA in class three on the girls' side. Again, pressure by Donovan West. Clyde with it in the front court. Douglas with the basketball out on top. Dribble all the way inside, and she travels. Took about four steps. And Clyde has turned it over now eight times here in this game. Donovan West out there with Taylor, Johnson, Wettstein, Smith, and Clevenger. Up on top, Taylor, a straightaway three. It's wide left. The long rebound is going to go out of bounds and be Clifton Clyde basketball. Donovan West has had a ton of good looks so far here tonight. And they lead by three right now, but they get a couple of those open looks. They could easily be up 8 or 10. Clyde with a basketball in the backcourt, facing a ton of pressure. Nover kicks it up ahead. Here's his thrasher with the basketball, but she travels. Clifton and Clyde just cannot get anything going offensively. And Mallory Callahan will quickly check right back into the game for Clifton Clyde. 7:05 to go in the half. Donovan West with a three-point lead and with the basketball. Taylor on the right wing. Kicks to the baseline to Smith. He'll dribble it back out, kick it off to Taylor. Now inside Johnson, back out Taylor. Cross-court pass, Westside. She'll set for a three. It's in and out, and the rebound will go to Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. Wirtz, though, gets trapped in the backcourt and has it stolen away off to Taylor. She lost it, forces up a shot, but it's blocked out of bounds by Douglas, and it will stay with Donovan West. But Clyde has turned the ball over now 10 times already here in this first half. You look at that, and you got to be all right with it, though, if you're Clifton Clyde. You've turned over 10 times, you're only down three. Johnson, a 10-foot pull-up jumper, rattles home. First points of the night for Kyra Johnson, and it's a 5-point advantage for Donovan West with 6:35 to go in the half. Wirtz in the backcourt, dribbles once, has it kicked out of bounds by Taylor. But Donovan West putting so much pressure on Clifton Clyde, and they are struggling to get it across the timeline. Douglas gets it into Wirtz in the corner. A double team comes. Wirtz now will dribble it out and give it off to Douglas. She'll stop. Try to dribble through a double team all the way into the front court. Stops. Now kicks it back off to Sykes. Johnson on her. Right side of the floor, Nober. Up on top, now to Douglas. You can hear the Donovan West student section loud and proud. They're in big numbers here today. They've been here since 30 minutes before this game even started. Wirtz out on top. Feeds it off to Nober. We have 6 minutes to go in the half. Donovan West leads 15-10. Inside, lost the basketball, tipped out of bounds, and Clyde turns it over again. Weathersby and Sadie Leach back into the game for Donovan West to replace Westine and Smith. We'll also see for the first time Brianna Appfelter, a 5'4 senior, for Clifton Clyde to replace Wirtz, the freshman. Donovan West, the 5-point lead with the basketball. Clevenger quickly into the front court, kicks right side to Taylor. Now to the baseline, Weathersby. Tries to feed it inside, but the ball knocks free, still loose. Spot four. And now Johnson kicks off to Sadie Leach. She gets to the middle lane, flicks up a shot. It's no good, but a foul. But what a great hustle and play by Kyra Johnson to save the possession and then get it off to Sadie Leach, who heads to the free throw line to shoot two. Sadie's first trip to the line today, and she knocks down the first. She did not attempt a free throw on Thursday night. On the year, 64%. She knocks down both. Five for Sadie Leach. 5:39 to go in the half. Lead the biggest of the night for Dawson West. It's up to seven. Douglas just dribbled across the timeline. Stops, gets it off to Callahan. She'll flick it right side of the floor to Affolter. Sykes now left of the head of the circle. To the left wing to Douglas. One dribble. Back out on top. Nober. Spots for a straightaway triple. It's too strong. Rebound yanked away by Clevenger, and here she comes. Kicks it up ahead to Taylor, but it's going to be stolen away by Sykes. So Donovan West turns it over for the third time, but they're going to keep showing pressure. Sykes with the basketball in the backcourt. In trouble, and she travels. Every time Clifton Clyde has in the backcourt, they are getting double-teamed. Donovan West is showing pressure all first half long as Claire Cole will come back into the game for Johnson with 5:09 to go. Sadie Leach will trigger it in from the baseline. Gets it into Taylor at the foul line. She'll drive in, pull up a shot with the right hand. It's no good. Callahan with a rebound for the Eagles. In the backcourt, here's Douglas again. Donovan West still trying to trap. Douglas gets the screen, gets across the timeline. Tries to kick it off to Affolter. Now back to Douglas, a step in front of half court. Left side of the floor, Callahan. Back out on top to Douglas. She's in trouble. Back left side. For the first time we're in there, we'll see Paige Bowser, a 5'3 junior. Travigan Nober flicks up a shot that's short, but a foul and two shots coming for Nober. It's going to go on Weathersby, her first. Nober has not been to the free throw line yet tonight, but her first one here is rattled in. Playing a wet side back into the game for James Taylor. Now Nobert, second free throw is good. So Nobert has six, 17-12, Donovan West, 4:25 to go in the half. Back the other way, Clevenger, a free throw line jumper is in and out. Rebound to Callahan, and here's Clyde the opposite way. Douglas across the timeline with a speed dribble to left corner. He'll stop, nearly traveled. Gets it off to Paige Bowser. He'll dribble once. Feeds it back between the rings and Nober. Douglas now on the left wing. Guarded by Cole. Picks up the dribble. Feeds it up on top. And now to the right wing to Bowser. And we're going to time out by Coach Wirtz. He wants a full timeout here. We'll take the break with him. 4:11 to go in the half. It's Donovan West, 17. Clifton Clyde, 12. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:11 to go in the half. It's 17-12. Donovan West leads Clifton Clyde. And Clyde will have the basketballs. They'll operate from right to left. They're just trying to get the ball in, and they'll get a touch foul on Sadie Leach. She will pick up her first. So again, Clyde with the basketball facing a ton of pressure. Shea Wirtz with the basketball left of the head of the circle, guarded by Sadie. Now here's Douglas out on top. Flicks the ball to the left wing to Nober. Callahan calling for the basketball. They don't get it to her. I'll pass right side of the floor. It's going to go out of bounds in between the hands of Douglas. And Clifton Klein has turned the basketball over 13 times, including 6 times here in the second quarter. So 3:50 to go. Donovan West leading by 5. Facing this 1-3-1 zone now. Actually, it's a box and one as they are guarding Chloe Clevenger. Inside a shot missed by Cole and another rebound for Callahan. Douglas in the backcourt and they'll get a bump foul on Claire Cole, which will be her first. That'll be team foul number 6, so Clifton Klein will be shooting free throws the remainder of this first half. Douglas out of the game, Sykes back in. Klein out there with Novert, Affolter, Callahan, Wirtz, and Sykes. Sykes controls the basketball out on top. Kicks it off to the right wing to Novert. Inside to Wirtz. She'll back down. Flick it up on top. Affolter, a straightaway 3. It's short. Rebound, fought for. Callahan's got it, and she'll stick it up and in. 8 for Mallory Callahan. It's back to a 3-point game with 3:15 to go in the half. Cole dribbles to the left corner. Picks up her dribble. Flicks it off to Clevenger, who crosses over. Now she'll drive to the foul line. Back off to Sadie Leach. To the baseline, Weathersby. She'll flick up a shot with the right hand. It's no good. Fight for the rebound, and there's going to be a foul underneath. It's going to go on Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. And that will be the second foul on Wirtz. And 15 foul. Melina Westine inside. Flicks up a shot that's no good. It was wide open on the bunny with the bunny on the inside, but a little bit too much mustard. And now the Eagles the opposite way, but again, a ton of pressure. Sykes in the backcourt. Kicks it up ahead and over. Here she gets double teamed. She'll dribble all the way to the corner, and then she kicked it off her foot. No, they're going to call a bump foul instead. There's going to be free throws coming now for Clifton Clyde. And that's going to be on Cole, her second. He's going to send Emma Nobert to the free throw line for a 1-1. She's 2-for-2 tonight. She's got 6 points. Nobert was 4-of-8 on Thursday night, but she knocks down the opening free throw here, so she is 3-for-3. And she will have one more. Clifton Clyde is 7-for-7 from the free throw line to start this game. That's what's keeping them in it. Second one is good. So 8 for Novert. It's back to a 1-point game. Clifton Clyde has turned the ball over 13 times, but they're only down 1. Now Clevenger misses another jumper. Weathersby, though, an offensive rebound. She gets all the way inside, scoops up a shot. No good. Got her own rebound, flicks it up and in, but they're going to get a foul before. And Donovan West will have it on the baseline. That is just going to be team foul number 6. That's on Callahan. That will be her second. 2:32 to go in the half, 17-16, Donovan West. Johnson at the foul line, pull up Jay. Off the window is too strong. The rebound tipped around into the hands of Affolter of Clifton Clyde. She'll get it off to Sykes in the backcourt. Again, Donovan West showing pressure. Sykes nearly traveled, gets it back, and now off to Novert. Tries to kick it up ahead. It's in the hands of Wirtz. True shot blocked away by Westine, but they'll get a foul on the arm. And 2 free throws coming for the freshman. That's going to go on Elena Westine. That will be her second. Shea Wirtz to the free throw line. She has not attempted a free throw yet, but she drills the first. So that will tie us up at 17. Now Wirtz with one more, looking to give Clifton Clyde the lead back. And it's good. Clifton Clyde 10-for-10 from the line here in the first half. 18-17 Clifton Clyde, 2:10 to go in the half. Lena Westine to the right elbow, kicks it into the corner and through the legs of Weathersby out of bounds. Fourth turnover for Donovan West. And Jaden Taylor will check back into the game for Sadie Leach. Fly with the basketball in the backcourt. Sykes with it, kicks it off to Novert. Back off to Sykes. She'll get across the timeline. Now flick a pass ahead. It's into the hands of Callahan. Left side, Douglas. Spots for a wide open 3. It's wide right. Offensive rebound for Wirtz. Up on top, Novert. She'll fake on a 3. Drive inside. And have the ball stolen away by Clevenger. Chloe quickly the other way. Drives in. Has the ball stripped free. Clevenger gets it back. Still fighting for the basketball. And we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Donovan West. 1:41 to go in the half. Lipton Klein leads by one. Despite turning the ball over 14 times, they're still with a one-point lead because Donovan West has not shot the ball well at all tonight. Taylor on the right baseline, kicks the West side. She'll flick up a shot that's no good, but a foul. And that is going to be the third on Callahan. So Milena Wettstein to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her first free throw deadens off the back of the rim and falls through. Here's something you don't see very often. Lipton Clyde, 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Donovan West, 5 for 5. And make it 6 for 6. So Wettstein hits both. That gives Donovan West the lead back. 19-18, 90 seconds to go in the half. Nober back inside to Thrasher. Just checked into the game, and she lost it. Then she flicks it off of Donovan West and out of bounds. A great play by Haley Thrasher, the sophomore, to save the possession for Clifton Clyde. Douglas will trigger it in from the baseline. 1:21 to go. Wirtz drives in, gets bumped by Johnson. That'll be her second. That'll send Wirtz to the free throw line for a 1-1. Yep, that'll be a 1-1, the final one. So heading to the free throw line is Wirtz, who's 2 for 2. Wirtz free throw is short. The long rebound will go to Wettstein. That's the first miss here of the first half. Clevenger, a right-hand floater, is airballed short. Wirtz with a rebound. Gets it off to Douglas. She's got pressure on her. A double team comes. Off to Sykes. She'll have the ball stripped free. Sykes gets it back. Now throws it off to Douglas, but nobody's there. Lipton Klein has turned it over 15 times, and Donovan West will have it back with right at 1 minute to go. Affolter back into the game to replace Wirtz. And it's Chloe Clevenger controlling the basketball out on top for the Mustangs. Cross-court pass Johnson. Inside of Milena Wettstein in the middle of the lane. Back out Taylor. A left wing three. No, too strong. Long rebound to Douglas in the corner. She gets double-teamed. Picks up her dribble. Gets it off for Affolter. Kicked up ahead to Thrasher. And she'll spin it off to Douglas, who will control it with 40 seconds to go in the half. Donovan West leading by one. Out of the left wing, Douglas picks up her dribble. Feeds to the free throw line, Thrasher. Back on top, Douglas into the left corner. And the ball's going to be tapped out of bounds by Wettstein. It'll stay with Clifton Clock. Kinley Wettstein back into the game for Kyra Johnson. 28.2 to go in the half. Nober will trigger it in. Gets it in the half full turn in the left corner. Back inside Nober. Double team comes on her. Here's a free throw line jumper from Paige Bowser that's in and out. Rebound tapped around. Taylor's got it for Donovan West. Taylor now kicks it up ahead to Kinley Wettstein. Passes it inside to Milena Wettstein. Now back to Weathersby. Into the corner, Kinley. Extra pass, Clevenger, a right wing three. Airballed. It'll go out of bounds and be Clifton Clyde basketball with 6.4 to go. 6.4 to go, and Coach Wirtz will get a substitution. Douglas back into the game to replace Bowser. As they'll get it into Sykes in the backcourt. Off to Douglas. 3 seconds to go. Douglas won't get a shot off. Nobert. She will float a shot up, but it's over the top of the backboard. And that's how the first half comes to a close. One half in the books. It's been a good one so far. Donovan West, 19. Clifton Clyde, 18. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with your halftime here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. The Pizza Bakery, starting a 32nd year in downtown Horton, is your favorite locally owned pizza bakery. In appreciation of the support, the Pizza Bakery is offering weekly drawings and gift certificates, as well as a grand prize at the end of March. Come in to register and check out specials. With great food and great variety for pizza, wings, salads, wraps, pasta, sandwiches, breadsticks, and more. Call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week and celebrating a 32nd year in downtown Horton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Well, it hasn't been a pretty game so far between these two teams, but on the scoreboard, it looks like it's been a good game because it's been a close game. 19-18, Donovan West leads Clifton Klein here at the break. You look at this matchup, starting with Donovan West. Well, I mean, they haven't turned the basketball over but 4 times. They're 6 of 6 from the free throw line, but they're shooting probably got to be 15 to 20% so far in this game. They've had so many good looks, have not got anything to fall so far. And Clifton Klein, meanwhile, they've turned the ball over 15 times, only trail by one. That's because they are 10 of 11 from the free throw line here tonight. So it's been this free throw line and free throw shooting that have kept both of these teams here in this game so far. Looking at the numbers, we'll start with Donovan West. Again, 4 turnovers. They hit 1-3 in the first half, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. They have had 5 players score. Sadie Leach leading the way with 5, 4 apiece from Elena Wetstein, Chloe Clevenger, and Avery Weathersby, and 2 points for Kyra Johnson. Clifton Klein, meanwhile, they have had, again, 15 turnovers. They have not hit a 3 yet. They are 10 of 11 from the line. Leading in scoring is Emma Nobert and Mallory Callahan, each with 8, but Callahan with 3 fouls, and Shea Worth also has 2 on a couple of free throws for Clifton Klein. Those stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group and Holton and Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit Optimized Tax Management Group members Holton Tax Services in Holton or Schlegel Yinks Accounting in Whiting. But again, our halftime score, it's Donovan West 19, Clifton Klein 18. Let's take another quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some scores and some brackets of other games around the area. As it's Donovan West leading by 1 here on FM 103.9 KZA.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I've dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online, too, at holthouseautohouse.com.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest.
providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for all your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing and keep them in mind for your county fair processing purchases later this summer. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to Centralia High School. We're halftime of our girls' sub-state finals between Donovan West and Clifton Clyde. The U.S. with a 19-18 lead here at intermission. Johnny came back with you. Brian Hurt taking care of us back at our studios. I want to remind you over on 92.1 KMZA, it's Nemaha Central and Sabatha. Sabatha with an 11-9 lead over Nemaha Central at halftime of that one, so not a whole lot of offense in that game, just kind of like our game. And we will flip back over station for the boys' game. We'll have 92.1, the Frankfort and Clifton Clyde boys' championship game, and over on 103.9, they will have Royal Valley and Marysville, so just keep that in mind here as this day rolls along. But taking a look at some other scores, mentioned that Sabatha leading Nemaha Central 11-9 in Class 3A. And it looks like at last check that the Hanover girls were up on Wetmore by 2 at halftime. That is 14-12 Hanover lead, so low-scoring games across the board here tonight. It's both Hanover and Wetmore in the girls and boys championship games from the 1A Division II substate at Axel. Yet to see a score from the boys' championship game at Valley Heights between Riverside and Valley Falls. We'll try to find that for you and get that as quickly as we can. Those are the scores of our local games here so far tonight. We have had one team already punch their ticket to state in Class 4A. That is the Holton boys. They won 60-56 over Wamego last night. The girls will be in action coming up at 3 o'clock, again at Wamego. You can watch that over on the Holton channel at msesports.net, also on Facebook as well. So with that, we're set to start the third quarter. It's 19-18. Donovan West leads Clifton Clyde. The Eagles will go from left to right here in the second half. Donovan West will go from right to left. The U.S. in their navy blue road uniforms, orange numerals trimmed in white. Clifton Clyde in their home white uniforms, red numerals trimmed in black, as the Eagles will start with the basketball. Student section for Donovan West in big numbers, as mentioned, rocking with the Hawaiian theme here tonight. Hawaiian shirts across the board being worn by the students. And with that, third quarter underway. Donovan West starting in a man-to-man. Works to the basketball for Clifton Clyde between the rings. Guarded by Taylor. Orch dribbles to the baseline into a double team. Gets it off to Douglas. She'll rip through to the baseline. Think of a shot that's partially blocked by Smith and taken by Taylor. Donovan went for the five of Clevenger, Taylor, Sadie Leach, Smith, and Claire Cole. Cole in the right corner puts up a three. It's short. Offensive rebound, Taylor. She'll flick it up and miss it. Rebound, though, to Sadie Leach. And she'll kick it back out to Clevenger. She'll get inside, put up a shot. Actually, no, she fed it inside to Smith, who put it up and in. Pretty passing from Chloe Clevenger. And Sydney Smith has her first points of the night. 21-18, Donovan West. 45 seconds into the quarter. Pressure now in the backcourt. Wurst dribbles through a double team. Stops across the timeline. Still under pressure. Kicks it off to Sykes, who kicks it far side to Nober. Down low to Callahan on the block. Up on top, Douglas. A straightaway three. It's in and out. Rebound fought for. Smith got it. And it gets it off to Clevenger. Chloe quickly the other way. A two on two. Clevenger, right hand floating shot off the window is no good. Fight for the rebound and we'll get a jump ball. Donovan West will have it on the arrow. 6:50 to go in the third. Donovan West with the basketball baseline out of bounds. Sadie Leach right at the head of the circle. Dribbles in the middle of the lane. Feeds it inside to Smith, who lost it. Got it back. Tries to force up a shot, but then it's tipped out of bounds by Wirtz. It'll stay with Donovan West. Sydney Smith will toss it in from the baseline. Still looking to get it in. Finally kicks out to Clevenger on the wing. She'll kick it into the corner to Sadie Leach. She'll spin, get in the middle of the lane. Still dribbling. Sadie Leach off window. No good. Fight for the rebound into the hands of Nober to Clifton Clyde. Donovan West, again, picks up full court. Sykes quickly dribbled across the timeline. Now she's double-teamed. Kicks it off to Douglas. Right side of the floor, Nober. Started by Smith. Up on top now, Douglas. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Douglas backs out. Kicks the right wing to Nober. Inside of Wirtz on the block. She spins, shoots, and hits. First field goal for Shea Wirtz. She's got 4 points tonight. It is 21-20, Donovan West with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Cole pumps on the three, kicks it back out on top to Clevenger. Back to Cole. She'll spot for a right wing three. This one's short. Wirtz with a rebound for Clifton Klein, and bringing it the other way will be Douglas. Douglas up ahead and over to the corner. She'll try a three. It's too strong. The rebound will go to Taylor. Donovan West now with number three on two. Clevenger drives all the way in, scoops the shot up, it's partially blocked, and it's taken by Clifton Clyde. And now a near steal. Douglas in the backcourt, a lot of contact. She's under pressure and gets it off to Sykes in the frontcourt. Now Callahan back off Douglas, 5:20 to go in the third. 21-20, and Clifton Clyde is another careless turnover. 16 of them here in the game. Weathersby, Johnson, back into the game for Donovan West. This is a five that ended the entire second half on Thursday night, and that went over Frankfurt. Taylor into the right corner to Johnson. Weathersby calling for the basketball. They don't get it to her. Now Sadie Leach on the left wing. She'll dribble once, click it to the baseline to Johnson. Inside Weathersby. She'll spin, shoot off the window. It's no good. Johnson fights for the rebound and just has it yanked away by Nober. Sykes now in the backcourt. Double team. Still in the backcourt, left side of the floor, right side of the floor now, Douglas. Flicks it up ahead to Wirtz. And she'll dribble it back inside. Stops, throws up a wild shot that somehow rattles in. Six for Shane Wirtz, and Clifton Clyde has taken back a 22-21 lead. Now Weathersby lays it up and in on a great feed from Chloe Clevenger. And Coach Perry Smith is going to take a timeout. We'll take this quick one, 4:36 to go, third quarter. It's 23-22. Donovan West leads by one on 103.9 at KNZA.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Quick score update. Boys Class 2A, some state finals at Valley Heights. Valley Falls with a 29-21 lead over Riverside. Back here, Clifton Clyde with the basketball, trailing 23-22. A near steal by Donovan West, but Clyde's got it. Here's Douglas. Guarded by Taylor. Gets across the double team. Kicks it off to Wirtz. She'll drive in, have it poked free, and stolen away by Leach. A lot of contact, and now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Last touch by Sykes. So Jonathan West will have it back. Fine turns it over for the 17th time. 4:20 to go, third quarter. 23-22, Jonathan West. Jaden Taylor left to the head of the circle. Dribbles to the foul line, kicks it right side to Sadie Leach. Now Taylor between the ring. To the baseline, Johnson. She'll put up a 10-footer and bury it. Score for Kyra Johnson, and it's 25-22, Jonathan West. Nover keys it into Douglas. Off to Wirtz, breaks the pressure. Wirtz stops now on the left wing, flicks it back out to Nover, and now Douglas between the circle. Douglas still with it out on top. Dribbles to the left elbow. Feeds the left side of the floor to Wirtz. Show with a right-handed dribble guarded by Johnson. Now Sykes out on top, backs it back out. 3:38 to go, third quarter, 25-22, Donovan West. Nover now right at the head of the circle. Kicks it off to Callahan at the right elbow to the baseline to work. She has the ball poked free, gets it back. Now flicks it back out. Up on top, here's Douglas. In the middle of the lane, Callahan dribbles one. Off to work. She'll spot for right wing three. It's off the back rim. Long rebound. It'll go to Clevenger, and she'll bring it the other way for Donovan West. Clevenger quickly in transition. Flicks it off to the left side of the floor to Taylor. She'll get in the lane. Now Weathersby stops, pulls up a shot with the right hand. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, and Wirtz has got it for Clifton Klein. She gets now double-teamed to the backcourt. Gets it off to Sykes. Here comes a double-team on her. Now Douglas spins, faces up. Double-team comes. Clevenger nearly knocks it away. Now Douglas in trouble, and we're going to get a 10-second violation called on Clifton Klein. So the Eagles turn it over again. It's a great job by Clevenger to make Douglas work in the backcourt. And now the Mustangs have the ball back with 2:50 to go in the third, leading by three. Ball to the baseline. Johnson's got it. Back out Westside. A wide open three. Nearly banked in, but it's no good. And the rebound to Nobert of Clifton Clyde. Jonathan West now with a double team on Nobert. Gets it off to Sykes. The double team comes on her, and Coach Works takes a timeout. Saw the pressure coming. And he'll take the timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:35 to go, third quarter. It's 25-22. Jonathan West leads by three on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need funds fast? Our buy local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Starting to get deep into this ball game. It's just a 3-point game. Jonathan West leads 25-22 over Clifton Clyde. The Eagles have turned the ball over 18 times, but only down by three. Got to find a way to figure out this pressure because Jonathan West has been on it all night long. Douglas gets it into Wirtz. Back to Douglas. Douglas across the timeline, dribble to the baseline. Stops, kicks it out. On top, here's Nober. Now Sykes. Jonathan West still in a man-to-man. Wirtz left of the front court. Back between the rings to Douglas. We approach 2:15 to go in the third. Nover back inside Wirtz on the left block. Back down. Shoots. Her shot no good. Callahan an offensive rebound, and she'll stick it back up and in. 10 for Mallory Callahan. That's 25-24. Donovan West. Clevenger, center court logo, sends it right side to Taylor. She'll dribble it into the corner. Now she picks up her dribble. In trouble. Taylor, still in trouble, still in trouble, and finally gets it off to Weathersby on the baseline. She backs down, forces up a shot, and rattles it home. 8 for Avery Weathersby, 27-24, Jonathan West, 1:40 to go in the third. Douglas just dribbles straight through the pressure. Now stops in the front court, feeds it off to Sykes between the rings. Go crossover, get it off to the right side of the floor to Nobert. Now actually Sykes in trouble. She gets double-teamed and throws it away. Clevenger with a steal. She'll bring it the other way. A easy right-hand layup is up and good. 6 for Chloe Clevenger, and it's 29-24. Donovan West lead up to 5 with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Wirtz down the backcourt. Uses their dribble. Gets it off the side. Now Douglas flicked up ahead and over. Drives inside. Throws a shot up, and it's going to be a blocking foul called on a Donovan West. Kinley Westine tried to take a charge, But instead, she will be hit with her first personal foul. And then we'll send Emma Nover to the free throw line where she is 4-for-4 tonight. Coach Perry Smith rips off his mask and puts it back on in frustration. He loved the fact that Kinley Westheim stood in there and tried to take the charge despite not getting the call. Nobert's first free throw is good. She's 5-for-5. Sydney Smith back into the game along with Claire Cole for Donovan West. As Taylor and Weathersby will take a quick seat with 1:06 to go in the third. Second from Nobert is good. She got them both. 10 for Nobert. And it's 29-26. Donovan West, 1 minute to go in the third. Clyde in the zone. Levenger up on top. Right side of the floor to Kinley Westheim. A wide open three. It's too strong. Rebound to Nobert. Up flips and Clyde. She'll just dribble through pressure. Nobert lost the basketball. It's loose on the floor. Johnson has it. And she throws it away. Sykes all the way inside. Right hand layup is no good. Missed a wide open bunny. And now a foul on Wirtz. No, they're going to jump off. The far official was going to call a foul. The near official calls a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Clifton Clyde with 39.7 to go. Elena Westheim back into the game for Donovan West to replace Johnson. So it's Smith, Clevenger, Cole, Westheim, and Westheim out there for Donovan West. Nover with the basketball in the right corner. Backs out. Clyde trailing by three. Sykes now between the rings. Back to back out of the center court circle. 30 seconds to go. Sykes now picks up her dribble in trouble. Back to Douglas right at the head of the circle. Thrasher now on the right elbow. Faces up. Spins. Kicks it out to Douglas. Inside. Ball stolen away by Westheim. This is Malena the other way. All the way inside. Layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. And it will be Donovan West basketball. Mallory Callahan back into the game to replace Sykes. 14.4 to go. Third quarter. 29-26. Donovan West leads by three. Smith will trigger it in from the baseline. Still looking to get it in. Has to toss it out on top to Cole. She'll feed it to Westheim into the corner to Kinley. Now Cole, Malena in the middle of the lane. Scoop layup off glass. Is going with the left hand. Tough shot by Westheim. She's got six. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the book. Donovan West one quarter away from the state tournament. Fourth quarter when we come back. Donovan West, 31, Clifton Clyde, 26, here on FM 103.9, KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 31-26. Donovan West leads Clifton Clyde, 5-5. Mustangs will start with the basketball with Cole, Clevenger, Malena Westheim, Leach, and Sydney Smith, the five out on the floor. Malik Clevenger will start with it out on top, feed it left side of the floor to Sadie Leach, now into the corner to Smith. Cross-court pass to Cole, back out on top to Clevenger. Clyde in a 2-3. I should take that back. They're still in there, back in their box in one with Douglas guarding Clevenger. Clevenger crosses over, flicks it off to Cole. Left side of the floor, Sadie Leach, a three. Yes! Big three by Sadie Leach. She's got eight. And the lead up to eight for Donovan West with 7:30 to go. Douglas crosses over the backcourt, dribbles through a double team. All the way up ahead and over. She'll drive to the baseline and get bumped and fouled by Sydney Smith, who will pick up her first. That is only the second team foul on both sides here in this second half. 7:22 to go. Douglas to key it in from the baseline. Out to the right wing to work. Back into the corner to Douglas. Douglas dribbles to the right elbow. Now Wirtz out on top. She'll drive. Nearly traveled. And now we're going to tie up. Good job by Claire Cole, but the possession arrow will keep it with the Eagles. 7:13 to go. Wirth, a right elbow jumper. Yes. 8 for Shea Wirth. It's 34-28. Donovan West, 7:05 to go. Sadie Leach into the right corner to Smith. Cross court pass to Cole. She'll try her wide open three. It's in and out. Fight for the rebound. It's yanked away by Callahan. She's triple teamed. Gets it off to Douglas. Now numbers the other way. A 3-on-2. Douglas off to Wirth on the right wing. A wide open three. It is banked in. Huge shot by Shane Wirth. She's got 11, and it's back to a three-point game. 6:40 to go. 34-31. Donovan West. Smith on the left baseline. Cross court pass to Sadie Leach. Inside to Milena Westine. Now Cole, 15-footer. It's short. Rebound yanked away by Callahan, and Clifton Klein will bring it the other way. Douglas in the backcourt. Now Novert across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Douglas out on top. Clifton Klein can tie the game with a three. Left side of the floor, Novert. She'll dribble to the baseline. Float up a shot with the right hand. It's short. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Tie up, and the possession arrow will give it to Donovan West. Great hustle by both sides, but Donovan West will have it back as Weathersby, Johnson, and Taylor will come back into the game and leave Milena Westine and Chloe Clevenger out there with 6:03 to go in a three-point lead. So Mustangs move from right to left of the basketball. Jaden Taylor on the left wing. Cross-court pass is going to be knocked free, but into the hands of Cole. Back to Johnson in the left corner. Now Clevenger left to the head of the circle, guarded by Douglas. Diamond in one being applied by Clifton Clyde. Has got Douglas guarding Clevenger. Now Milena Westine has a shot blocked away. Ball loose again, and they'll get another jump ball. This time Clyde will take it on the arrow. 5:38 to go. 34-31, Donovan West. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. They have done a much better job of holding on to it here in the second half. Only three turnovers to this point. Douglas in the backcourt. Dribbles away from a double team. Now a triple team comes. She just dribbles right through that. Now Douglas gets double team in the corner. Stolen away by Clevenger. Chloe, right hand layup is good. 8 for Chloe Clevenger. And with 5:20 to go, it's back to a 5-point lead for Donovan West. Douglas just dribbles right through pressure. Now Nober all the way inside. Nober stops, flicks up a shot. It's no good, but a foul. And Nobert will go to the free throw line and shoot two. That'll be whistled on Milena Westine. The freshman picks up her third. Nobert to the free throw line where she is a perfect 6-for-6 tonight. First free throw by Nobert is no good. Missed it short. Those tired legs starting to come into effect a little bit now. As we get into crunch time. Here in Centralia. Wirth is going to check out. Affolter back in for Clifton Klein. One more free throw for Norbert, and she drills it. 11 for Norbert. 36-32. Donovan West, 5:05 to go. Lana Westine, a free throw line jumper. It's good. Big spot for the freshman. She's got 8 big ones, and it's 38-32. Donovan West. Doug is in the backcourt, off to Norbert. She'll dribble across the timeline to the corner. Back out on top, Douglas. Now Affolter left to the head of the circle. Ball poked in the backcourt, and Douglas will retrieve it. Double team comes. She splits it, kicks it off to Nober. Drives inside to Callahan. She'll dribble, but she travels. Turnover number 20 on Clifton Clyde. 4:38 to go. It's 38-32, Donovan West. Chloe Clevenger will dribble the basketball across the timeline. Feed it right side of the floor to Johnson. Now Taylor. Left elbow, Westine. Right side, Johnson. Westine again. Scoop shot is blocked, but a foul. And the freshman will go to the free throw line. She's made some of the biggest plays of her young career here tonight. That's going to go on Haley Thrasher. That will be her first. Elena Westine to the free throw line for two. He was 2-for-2 in the second quarter, and she nails the first one here. Substitution for Clifton Klein. Carson Sykes back into the game to replace Thrasher. Also, Shea Wirth back into the game for Affolter. 4:23 to go. A single free throw coming for Milena Wetstein, looking to give Jonathan West an 8-point lead. And she got it. Cool, calm, collected. 10 for Milena Wetstein. That's 40-32, Jonathan West. Sykes with the basketball in the backcourt. Gets it off to Douglas. Starts a dribble. Now crosses over. Still under pressure, and she just lost the basketball. Johnson the other way. Stops right-hand layup. It's good, and one! 6 for Kyra Johnson, and she'll have a chance to complete a 3-point play. It's the Mustangs, all the momentum right now, leading by 10. Dawn Sykes her first. Johnson to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Her free throw is no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Weathersby. She'll drive in, kick it out to Johnson. Now Wetstein, off the Clevenger between the rings, and Coach Smith says no, pack it back out. 4 minutes to go. The Mustangs lead is 10. 1-3-1 now being applied. Actually, Clifton Clyde's going to go to a man-to-man. Jaden Taylor off to Johnson just in front of the half-court strike. Dribble hand off to Clevenger. 3:45 to go. Clevenger still with the basketball. She gets the screen. Clevenger inside. Nice feed to Weathersby, but she missed the layup. And then Weathersby got it back and got fouled. But what a pass by Chloe Clevenger. Weathersby missed the layup, got it back, then got fouled. So she will go to the free throw line and shoot two with 3:40 to go. Weathersby has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. Her first one is too strong. Weathersby was 4 of 5 from the line in that win over Frankfurt on Thursday night. She was the Euro with 24 big ones. Her second free throw is no good. Missed them both. And now a fight for the rebound. It'll be a jump ball. Kyra Johnson stuck her nose in there and got a piece of it. Ripped it away from Callahan and Wirtz. And on the arrow, Jonathan West will hold on to it, leading by 10. 3:39 to go in the game. Inside, ball stolen away by Nobert, but then they're going to push foul on Weathersby, which will be her second. That is just the first turnover for Jonathan West here in the second half. 3:38 to go, 42-32. Wirtz nearly traveled. Now Douglas in the backcourt. Splits a double team, and she double dribbles. 3:30 to go. Time really starting to run out for Clifton Clyde. They got to get something going right now. A bucket here by Donovan West. You start to think it's close to a dagger. Clevenger to the baseline of Milena Wetstein. She'll get inside up on top Taylor. Now Johnson between the rings, and Clevenger again will reset back out near the center court logo. Johnson, left wing, guarded by Nowert. A lot of contact, no whistle. Now Weathersby hands it off to Clevenger on the right wing. Chloe dribbles it back out near the timeline as we approach 3 minutes to go. Time, valuable time coming off the clock. And now a steal for Douglas. She'll dribble it the other way. Stop, put it up, and get hammered on the arm and fouled. And she'll have to earn it at the free throw line, but Clevenger is going to turn it over and pick up the foul, which will be her first. Coach Perry Smith not happy with Clevenger at all. 3 throw by Douglas is banked in. That's her first point of the night. Douglas has been so valuable to the Clifton Clyde here tonight. She's been the only player that's been able to consistently break the pressure of Donovan West. Second one deadens off the back of the rim is no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Callahan as she double dribbles. So 2:50 to go. It's a 9-point lead for Donovan West. Clevenger with the basketball out on top. Flicks it left side to Taylor. Gets the screen from Johnson. She'll dribble all the way to the corner. Now Milena Wetstein. Right elbow Johnson. Back down. Kicks it back to Clevenger out on top. 2:35 to go. Clevenger flicks it inside to Weathersby. Her shot blocked away by Callahan and taken by Klein. Sykes now in the backcourt. Crosses over. Kicks it up ahead to Wirtz. She'll dribble. Crossover. Get inside. Scoop up a shot. It's going to be an offensive foul. Milena Wetstein, the freshman, with another huge play. Where Donovan West steps in, takes the charge, and Wirtz is going to pick up that foul. That will be her fourth. Sadie Leach back into the game. She'll replace Taylor. 2:19 to go in the game. 42-33, Donovan West. Now Clifton Clyde going to extend their full court man-to-man. Clevenger easily dips by Douglas and now flicks it out on top to Johnson. Back to Clevenger in the center circle. 2:05 to go. Clevenger so good with a dribble. Now Sadie Leach back out Johnson. 2 minutes even remaining in this championship game. Up on top of the basketball is Clevenger. A double team comes. Flicks it off to Johnson. Now back to Clevenger. Inside Weathersby. She gets hammered and flicks up a shot, but they're going to call it on the floor. And it'll be baseline out of bounds for Donovan West. That's going to be on Wirtz again, and that will be number 5. So Wirtz will end her night with 11 points. A freshman with a very, very promising career. Brianna Apfelter was going to come into the game, but she's in tears on the bench, so Coach Wirtz instead will bring in Thrasher. 1:45 to go. The lead is 9 for Donovan West. And now it's turned over. Ball thrown in the backcourt. Johnson's got it, and that'll be a turnover on Donovan West. The Clyde still down by 9. 1:39 to go. Sykes gets it into Callahan. Back to Sykes. She'll shoot a deep three. It's in and out. Rebound tipped around in the hands of Milena Westock. Kicks up Ed Clevenger. Chloe drives in. Hop step. Layup is good. There might be the dagger right there. 10 for Clevenger. The lead back to 11 for Donovan West with only 1:20 remaining. Sykes thought about another deep triple and then kicks the right side and over. Sykes out on top. Left side Douglas. She'll dribble to the left baseline. Stop. Feed to Callahan. And she nearly traveled, but they're going to get a bump instead on Sadie Leach, who will pick up her second. We're going to bring Heidi Leach back into the game. She'll replace Milena Wettstein. 1:07 to go. 44-33, Donovan West. Baseline out of bounds. Callahan had it knocked free. Got it back. Out to Sykes. Into the corner to Douglas. Dribbles once. Cross-court pass Nobert. She has to jump on and retrieve it. Now back cross-court Douglas. She'll try a high-arcing three. It's way too strong. The rebound to Heidi Leach of Donovan West. Gets it off to Johnson. Now Clevenger. She'll bring it across the timeline. Crossover. Kick it out to Heidi Leach. And she'll smartly kick it back out to Johnson. 44 seconds to go. Donovan West can taste it. Heidi Leach in the left corner gets triple teamed. They get a push foul, and that will send Heidi Leach to the free throw line. Actually, that back, that's only team foul number 6. On the scoreboard, it says number 6, but they're going to say it's a 1-1. So Heidi Leach will go to the free throw line. She has not played since early on in this game. Ira Johnson checks out. Kinley Wettstein back in. Yeah, that was only team foul number 6. So we'll see a couple subs. Clifton Clyde will bring in Sydney Bowser, a 5'5 junior for the first time, to replace Mallory Callahan, who has come to the realization that her career is over. Donovan West, Lena Leatherman, a freshman into the game to replace Chloe Clevenger. 38.9 to go. Donovan West with the basketball. Weathersby drives in, flicks up a shot off the window. It's no good. Got her own rebound. Falls to the floor. Kicks off to Leatherman, and now Westheim. 30 seconds remaining. Donovan West can dribble this one out. The Mustangs have been great all season long. 3 losses to their credit, and now a backcourt violation. Kinley Westheim didn't realize where she was and just backed right over the center court stripe. So 18 seconds remaining. Donovan West opened up this season one of the hotter streaks around. It won 10 consecutive games. Clifton Clyde turns it over for a 23rd time. The only league loss this year was to Valley Heights, who's playing for a sub-state championship as well. 10 straight wins, make it 11 straight. The Donovan West girls are off to the state tournament in Class 1A Division 1. 44-33 the final. The Mustang girls are off to state here in 2021. Mary Smith hugs his coaching staff. His girls are back to state as a second seed. Three big wins, and the Mustangs will be in the state tournament coming up next week. 44-33 the final. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with your post-game stats here on FM 103.9 KNDA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
If you're looking to buy a home, we are here to help you. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. The real estate market is very active and interest rates are still favorable, so if you're looking to buy, we are the bank to see. We can make your home buying experience easy. We can also pre-approve your loan so you know how much to spend before you start shopping. There is also refinancing available on existing loans. Come see our real estate professionals, Dell, Randy, Jennifer, and Luke today. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Centralia, another local team off the state. The Donovan West girls pick up win number 19 on the season with a 44-33 sub-state championship victory over Clifton Clyde. Johnny came back with you. Brian Hurt taking care of us back at our studios. And, well, Donovan West led 13-10 after one, 19-18 after half, but started to pull away with a 31-26 lead after three and ended up winning by 11, 44-33. Looking at the numbers, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group of Holton and Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit Optimized Tax Management Group members, Holton Tax Services at Holton, or Schlegel-Yinks Accounting in Whiting. Clifton Clyde in their year with a record of 11-10. 23 turnovers tonight, that was the difference. Only 1-3, but they were 14 of 17 from the free throw line. Emma Nobert and Shea Worth led the team in scoring with 11. Mallory Callahan with 10. The only other player that scored was Julia Douglas. She had one free throw. Donovan West, meanwhile, 8 turnovers, 1-3, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. They were led in scoring by 2 players in double figures. Melena Weststein, the freshman, made big plays throughout. She had 10. Chloe Clevenger added 10 as well. 8 for Sadie Leach, 8 for Avery Weathersby, and 6 for Kyra Johnson, as Donovan West is now 19-3 in a ways to see who their first-round opponent will be coming up next week. So again, 44-33 the final. We'll take a timeout. We'll see if we can get Coach Perry Smith to come over here and give us a quick interview. But Donovan West girls off to the 1A Division I state tournament. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back and hopefully have Coach Smith here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest, takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs. The Pizza Bakery, starting a 32nd year in downtown Horton, is your favorite locally owned pizza bakery. In appreciation of the support, the Pizza Bakery is offering weekly drawings and gift certificates, as well as a grand prize at the end of March. Come in to register and check out specials. With great food and great variety for pizza, wings, salads, wraps, pasta, sandwiches, breadsticks, and more. Call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week and celebrating a 32nd year in downtown Horton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Welcome back here to Centralia High School. Again, the final score, Donovan West 44, Clifton Clyde 33. Joining us now, Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West girls. And coach, did it. How does it feel?
Well, it feels good. It feels like it's been a few years. And this is our first trip for our girls basketball program at Donovan West, so that's a great accomplishment there. It was a grinder today, Johnny. It was a grinder.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at this game. Clifton Clyde turns the ball over 23 times, yet they were still in it throughout the game. So that just shows you the heart and the hustle that Clifton Clyde had. Your girls just couldn't buy a basket early on in this game. Talk a little bit about the heart of your girls to battle through the adversity of just not getting shots to fall here tonight.
And that was the biggest thing. In these type of games where you've got two teams that are really familiar with each other, where we played three times, they played us a box of one. And they were giving us, some of our girls some looks. And tonight, we just didn't hit them. But I'll give us credit. Even though we weren't hitting them, we still weren't afraid to take them. And I thought that was a great sign, because I thought sooner or later, things were going to fall for us. And that was the most important thing. And we kept shooting and we kept, doing what we needed to do and got it inside some. And even inside, Johnny, tonight, we didn't finish like we normally do.
And there's no surprise about your team. You're going to play a lot of girls. That's just the nature of the way your team works. And so you're obviously going to have different girls step up, but a big one tonight was the freshman, Milena Westine. Seemed like she was all over the floor tonight. She had some big plays, finished with 10 points to lead the team in scoring. What did you see from just your freshman here tonight, and really all of your young players?
Well, I told her a week ago she's no longer a freshman. Moo's a really talented young lady, and if we didn't have so many girls, she would have a lot more minutes. She did a great job tonight, and we talk a lot about next man up, next lady up, and today was that case, where Moo has, I don't know what she's averaging on the year, maybe 3 or 4 points a game, and she come through with 10 today, and very capable in doing that, but I was proud of her. I thought she made some huge plays there in the second half for us to kind of get us spread out a little bit, get a little breathing room.
Now, not much of a turnaround, not much of a break. You have a quick turnaround here coming up here with the state tournament. You'll have an opening round game. You don't know who it's going to be. You don't know where it's going to be. So what do you look at here for your girls? Right now, just enjoy this one?
We do. We're going to enjoy this one today. Definitely they're going to get to enjoy it tonight. But I'll probably know here in the next hour or so who we got. And then we'll start planning for them and get ready for Monday. So this next week, we hope, is a real whirlwind. Hopefully we can get something done Monday and get out to Dodge City and keep going.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations. Thank you so much for taking time. Really appreciate it. Good luck next week.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West girls, joining us here on FM 103.9 KNZA. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here in the girls' game on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Thanks, Perry. Appreciate it.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS, Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Welcome back. One final time for the girls game here in Centralia High School. Again, the final, Donovan West 44, Clifton Clyde 33. for the first time in school history, the Donovan West girls are in to the state tournament in Class 1A Division 1. They'll be in action on Monday. They await their opponent. It'll either be Little River or Rural Vista. That is in the other sub-state that is county-cornered and adjacent to this one. We don't know where it's going to be. We do know it will be at 6 o'clock, wherever it will be. So Donovan West will either host or they will travel coming up on Monday night. So, again, the final score, 44-33. Boys game coming up, you know, about 5 o'clock, so we still got quite a bit of time, a little bit over an hour and a half to get set for that one. We'll be back on 92.1 KMZA for that boys championship game between Frankfort and Clifton Clyde. But one final time, final score here on the girls championship game, Donovan West 44, Clifton Clyde 33. You've been listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.